about 45 minutes away from the emergency debate and the rally that's planned for the Steps Out Front.
Well, first of all, I think I'm feeling what most Newfoundlanders and Labradorians are feeling right now, and that's some empathy and concern and anxiety for the hardworking women and men on the Terra Nova platform. This government will be there for them regardless of outcomes in the next 24, 48 hours. I want to assure the women and men who are working in the oil industry that our government is supportive of them, and we will be there for them.
And what do you hope to accomplish with the emergency debate? What sort of things will you be tackling?
Well, I think, you know, we need to first and foremost think about how we've made decisions in the past when it comes to mega projects, and put aside our myopic emotional approach at times to make decisions in the short term, and instead of having short-term pain for long-term gain, sometimes we have short-term gain for long-term pain. And we need to reverse that cycle, especially given the fiscal climate of our province right now. And I think that's essential to the debate that's going to happen today. I am incredibly empathetic for the women and men who work in Terra Nova, but we have an extraordinarily healthy deal on the table for multinational billion-dollar profit oil companies right now. We have a treasury, I think we all know, that's incredibly strapped because of previous mega projects. We have $500 million worth of value on the table. I ask the operators to come back to the table that's been set by government with $500 million. I think that's a healthy position for our government to be in right now. Beyond that, I think we jeopardize the future of the province.
What can you say to the some 300 workers that are affected by this? And, you know, it's their livelihood. It makes the difference between staying in the province and packing up and going elsewhere.
First of all, I'm very hopeful that the operators can come to some conclusion that's beneficial to all parties involved. The oil is still there. There's 80 million barrels of oil still in the ground. It's incumbent upon government to ensure that we get the best return for that with the lowest risk for us as government. We need to make sure that we're there for the oil workers if this project goes ahead, and we need to make sure we're there for them, especially if it doesn't. But I'm still hopeful that these partners will come together and find a path forward together. These are multinational companies, some of whom will take over $1 billion out of Newfoundland and Labrador's offshore this year alone, without Terra Nova. This is a private sector, big oil company problem. It needs to be a private sector, big oil company solution. Government is there to support, and ultimately we will be there to support the hardworking women and men in the industry. But right now, this partner misalignment, that's a private sector issue.
In some ways, does offering an equity stake sort of go against some of the recommendations made by Dame Moya Green in the recent report?
I'm less concerned about her report for this particular issue, but globally, yes, government is looking at our positions in oil, and should we be have equity positions, minor ones, given our current fiscal restraint. If you look at it, people need to understand this is not necessarily about profits. This is about assessing risk and how much risk and liability we're willing to take on as a government. If you're thinking about your own portfolio, for example, if you take on significant risk without the flexibility to assume a loss, if it is a loss or something goes sideways, then that puts your whole portfolio, that puts your house at risk, puts your car at risk, puts, you know, your children's education at risk. That's the same situation that we're in here right now. We're looking at the risk of this project moving forward. I hope and pray that private industry take this over and prove that this was not a huge risk. And they make barrels of money, because if they do that, then we all will. But it's really incumbent upon the private sector to assume that risk. And to those who assume the risk, they get the rewards. The Newfoundland and Labrador Treasury doesn't have the flexibility should things go not as planned right now, and we can't assume that risk. It's just too expensive.
Premier Ferry, will you be joining those rallying on the steps today at all?
I will at some point. I mean, the rally starts at the same time as the debate in the House. So my intention is to either go out just before, or I believe Minister Parsons may be there as well. So we're there for them. This is not us versus them. This, you know, we're in this together. This is really about getting partner alignment in a private industry. These are big oil companies, multinational firms that continue combined to book trillions of dollars in proceeds. We're not against the people working in this. In fact, quite the opposite. We're very much there for them. And we need to be aligned in making sure that the pressure is where it should be on these multinational, multi-trillion-dollar oil companies.
Premier Andrew Furey, I thank you for making time for the VOCM Morning Show this morning.
Thank you so much.